The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Licinius was tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one crying out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his path. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding road shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." The Gospel of the Lord. So last Sunday, we began a new church year. So what's new about it? Well, what's new in the church year is that the Sunday readings change every 3 years. We have a cycle of 3 years. And this year is year C, and we read mostly from the Gospel of Luke. And then based on the Gospel, the first reading is chosen, and the second reading is usually a continuous reading from one of the letters of St. Paul or other letters in the New Testament. So you may have noticed that starting last Sunday, we began to read from the Gospel of Luke. And also we began a new season, the season of Advent. And every church season has a theme, has a focus. Advent is about preparing ourselves for the second coming of Christ. And the church puts it ahead of Christmas because what we celebrate at Christmas is Jesus' first coming, God fulfilling his promise to send the Messiah, a Savior. And remembering that and celebrating that is meant to give us confidence that the same God who made that first promise and fulfilled it also will fulfill his second promise that Jesus will return in glory. That's why Advent is put in front of Christmas. It's to renew our faith, to give us more confidence, a reason to believe that Jesus will return just as he came the first time. And in the Gospel of Luke, one of the unique things about the Gospels of Luke is the story of the birth of Jesus. He gives us much more details than any of the other Gospels. But also in the Gospel of Luke, as the story of Jesus is unfolding, he tells us also about the birth of John the Baptist. And that's where we pick up our reading today. John the Baptist is an adult now, and the word of God came to him, and he began to baptize, a baptism calling to repentance for the forgiveness of sins. So as we reflect on, okay, well, how are we supposed to prepare for the coming of the Lord, his second coming? The words in the gospel today tells us the way we prepare is by allowing the word of God to come to us. Everything that happened before Christmas in preparation for the birth of Jesus, it started with the word of God coming to Mary through the archangel Gabriel, coming to Joseph in a dream, coming to John the Baptist, that somehow he stops whatever he was doing and begin to baptize, calling people to repent for the forgiveness of their sins. That's how we prepare for Christ's second coming, is we gotta make sure that we're listening to the word of God. And not just listening to it, but putting it into action. That's what repentance is all about. Repentance is to make a 180-degree turn in our lives. To turn away from whatever direction we were going and turn towards God, towards moving closer and closer to God. And the way we know what does that mean to each one of us is by listening to the word of God. Our instructions will come from God. Because each one of us have a different things going on in our lives. We're dealing with different issues. We're a different part of our journey. But God has a plan for each one of us. And the repentance is God calling us to go and fulfill that plan, to move in that direction. That's what's repentance. Repentance is not just only turning away from doing what we consider to be sinful or bad, wrong. Well, obviously, that's part of it because God never wills us to do anything that's wrong, that's hurtful to others. But also, God has a specific plan, specific word for us to do. And that's part of our repentance. Most of us are not doing these, you know, serious sins, you know, mortal sins. But a lot of times, we're also not thinking about what's God's plan for me, what God wants me to do. He had something specific for John the Baptist to do, to baptize. Because one day, as you know, Jesus would go to him to be baptized. So the way we prepare for the Lord, the coming of the Lord, is to think about how am I listening to the word of God? How am I allowing the word of God to guide my life? And one simple way we can do it is by reading God's word. Today, God's word comes to us in the scriptures. It's written, it's given to us. So during this Advent season, one way we can be preparing for the coming of the Lord is by taking maybe a few minutes, 5 to 10 minutes a day, and reading a scripture passage. Maybe you want to do the Gospel of Luke since we're going to be reading from Luke. Maybe you want to do the daily mass readings. Just a short passage, and as you pray it and as you read it a couple of times and see what does jump at you when you read those words. What gets your attention? We can do this while you're at Mass, when you're here listening to the word being proclaimed. Whether it's the first reading, second reading, the gospel, does anything jump at you? Anything stands out? Any thoughts come to your head? That's the word of God that he's given you this day. Sometimes we can make that connection right away, how this word interacts with my life. What does it tell me about what's going on in my life right now? Sometimes we may not see the connection. But one thing that would be helpful to us is write it down. Maybe have it like a journal. Write down each day the words that jump out at you. And read them every day, because after some few days, maybe weeks, you begin to see a pattern, and the path that the Lord is calling you to turn to becomes clear to you. God's word is the living word. It's not history. It's not about something that happened thousands of years ago. God speaks to us at every time through the words, just like he spoke to Mary, just like he spoke to John the Baptist. And when Mary, John the Baptist, and St. Joseph said yes to the word of God, Jesus became real in this world. Jesus was born in this world. And every time we do this, we make Jesus more present in the world today. That's how we participate in the celebrating Christmas. It's not just celebrating Christmas one day, but we can make Christmas a reality every day, every time we listen to the word of God and say yes to it like Mary did. And the word of God always calls us to change, to grow, as St. Paul said in that second reading, his prayer that the people will grow and increase in love, that the people will discern what's God's will for them, that they will be ready to meet Christ when he comes. The Word of God always calls us to change. Even look now how we, you know, prepare ourselves to celebrate Christmas. I'm sure if you anybody walks to any of your homes, they'll see something different because you have your Christmas decorations all over the place. Many of us can reach out more to those who are needy during this Christmas time, this Advent time. We help the poor. We have our angel, you know, gift program. But the problem is we do it for Advent, and then after Christmas, we go back to our old ways. That's not the repentance that God calls us to. He calls us to permanent change. Just like we change the look of our homes, He wants us to change our hearts, the way we think. How can we live Christmas every day? How can we make ourselves new people, just like we transformed our homes to celebrate Christmas? How are we being transformed ourselves? That's the repentance that God calls us to. Change in direction, change of heart, change of mind. To increase in our love for God and our neighbor. To do more and more the will of God by listening to His word. By inviting others to come to Jesus. And through that change of life, through that change of direction that we're called to, then God makes a promise for us. He will forgive us our sins. He will forgive us our past. He will start anew with us. That's what the first reading is all about. Baruch, who lived during the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem, the destruction of the whole city when the Babylonians came and took all the people in exile. He's telling the people, wake up from your misery. God will look back on you in favor. He will bring you back just like your enemies led you away from the city. Rejoice because our God is a God of mercy. This repentance, this change of heart is to shift our focus from the past, like sometimes we can't let go of that past, to look towards the future. To look that we are now on the path that will lead us to God, to heaven, and to eternal life. God does the work of forgiveness. We have to do the work of listening to the word of God and based on that word, change our path so it coincides with the will of God for us. And that's why the forgiveness of our sins is something that calls us to hope. That's why it is good news, because we know the outcome. God is always ready to forgive us. But we have to be willing to make that change, to make that turn. And a lot of times I say, well, you know, I've been always struggling with this for so many years. I can't change. It doesn't seem whatever I do works. But in the gospel, in the first reading, it's God who will fill every valley. God who will bring down any mountain, any obstacle in our way. God will make our path straight and easy. We are not doing it alone. That's the whole idea of the incarnation, is God enters into a partnership with us. He is present today. He will do the heavy lifting. All we have to do is give our will to Him, surrender our will to God, and follow the path that He has chosen for us. That's why we can repent. We can change our lives. We can grow in love. We can overcome any addiction we have. We can overcome any sin we're dealing with. Because we do not do it alone, but we do it with God. And He's the one who's going to do the heavy work, the difficult work. That's what faith is all about. Trusting in God, in His love, in His mercy, that He loves us so much, He chose to become one like us so He can walk with us in this life and guide us to heaven. Prepare the way of the Lord. 5 minutes a day. I know this is a busy time, a hectic time for everyone. Father, I wish I had 5 minutes. But if you have the desire to do it, God will make sure you'll have those 5 minutes and you'll still do everything you want to do and do it well. Listen to the word of God. Let him guide you through the season of Advent and this new church year.